Dedicated Leilui Nishmas Sora Bas Reb Isser Ber. I have no other details, but the Divrei Torah that we learn tonight. Your mother. Oh, so Rabbi Hill, right? Hol. The mother of our dear friend David. So I do remember your name, which is quite uncommon. So the mother of our dear friend, a steady participant in our shiur of David Hall. Sora bas Reb Isser Ber, shetenuach b'sholom ha'mishkava. The Torah we learn tonight should be le'ilui nishmoso, and the family should only share the sodas tovus, and your mother should be a melitzas yosha. So Baruch Hashem, I am very busy with simchas. I don't remember whether I told you. So last Monday, I had a chasan b'neinako, and tomorrow is the last Sheva Brochas. Thursday, we have a chasen of another Einikol. So we'll be busy with Sheva Brochas and with Simchas, but the Shia next week will be as usual. Maybe I'll be a bit shorter, but the Shia will be as normal next week, 8:30. The topic we will be discussing today is a fascinating one, and it is associated with this week's Parsha in a way. This week, Ele Pekudi HaMishkan, Rashi Aishin is Mashkin Ba'avon Yisayim Shal Yisrael. So this week we finish Chumash Shemois. And the second part of Chumash Shemois is dedicated, five parashiyos, Tum et Tetzah, Bekitisu, V'yakal Pekudai, La'akumas HaMishkan. And next week we start Chumash V'yikal, which is defined as Toiras Koyanim. So the topic we will be discussing today is Akrovas Karbonois Bisman Hazeh. Is there a theoretical possibility to be makrav karbonis when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So this is a fascinating controversy. Were we makrav karbonis la'acha chorban habayis or not? And there are two sources in Shas which seem to indicate that in the days of Rabban Gamliel, they were makrav karbonis. And the question is, which Rabban Gamliel? Because Hillel HaZaken had a son, Rabban Gamliel, and he was the Nosi after Hillel HaZaken. His son was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who appears in the entirety of Shas, and his son was called Rabban Gamliel the Yavne, not Rabban Gamliel HaZaken. Rabban Gamliel the Yavne was a contemporary of Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, of Reb Eliezer ben Horkanos. So in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph Omid Beis, the Gemara tells the story that Rabban Gamliel, Masa Rabban Gamliel, so Yoshev al Gabi Mala Bahar Habayis. Hoy Yoshev al Gabi Mala Bahar Habayis. I assume that the only reason to sit al Gabi Mala Bahar Habayis is because Beis HaMikdash Oymed al Tilay. Otherwise, what is special about Har Habayis? But anyway, the story told in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Omid Beis, Masa Rabban Gamliel, so Yoshev al Gabi Mala Bahar Habayis, Hoy Yoichel an Asoifam. Oymed lefonov v'sholosh igrois chatuchois lefonov munochois. Yochanan HaSofer, he was the scribe of Rabban Gamliel, and he prepared three letters. And Rabban Gamliel dictates to him what he should write here and what he should write to that congregation. And the third letter that is dictated to Yochanan HaSofer. Tul igres echodo, uksoiv la'achono b'nei galvose b'bovel v'la'achono de b'modai. And write a letter to our brethren in Babylon, in Bovel, and to our brethren in Greece, v'leshar kol galvosa di Yisrael, and to all the other, to the entire Jewish diaspora. Shloim chinyazga la'olam, shalom alechem le'olam, mo'duen anachnu l'choyin. We want to notify you, digozlai rekichin ve'emraya arkin, that the birds are still too small, and the sheep and the goats are still too young, and therefore, I and my chaverim, I and my contemporaries, I and my associates, chavrei beis, and we decided to add another month to the year, and they were ma'aber es hashana. In those days, there were mekadesh chodesh al piria, and we didn't have a fixed luach, a fixed calendar. So Rabban Gamliel notifies to all the goliyos shel Yisrael that they decided to have a leap year, to add on another Chodesh Adar. And what is the reasoning? Because Pesach is coming and the animals aren't really big enough for Korban Pesach. And what are the Gozalot? Hazav v'hayoledes. In order to be makrav korban chatos, korban pesach, they need to achieve tahara, and part of their process of tahara is korbanos hazavim v'hayoledes. And he says goizlaya rakichin v'imraya dakikin, and that is why we decided to add another month. So obviously, in his days, they were makrav korban pesach, and not only korban pesach, but also korbanos shel hazavo. V'hayoledes, v'hazav. So obviously there were makrav korbanos. Even if we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, he was the son of Hillel. And the bais was destroyed b'yomav shel Hillel HaZaken. And obviously he was already Nasi, because he was the supreme authority. Otherwise, he wouldn't be the one to decide an Iver HaShona, and he wouldn't be the one to send letters to all the Jewish diaspora telling them what we decided and what to do. So obviously Rabbi Gamliel already was in the status of leadership in Klal Yisrael, so probably that was after the stalkas of his great father, Avin HaZaken, and the Bais HaShchorav B'yom Avshel Hillel HaZaken. So obviously in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they were Makrev Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yankov Emden, Shuvas, Shilas Yavetz, Chilak Rishon, Simen, Peites, Rabbi Yankov Emden deals with this question, and he writes that this proves that there were Makrev Karbonis after Korban Habayis. They still had a Fechatus to be Metayer to Meyameis, and maybe the Mizbeach was still in its proper place, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the Mizbeach was still there. And the Rambam paskins in accordance to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananyan, Zvochim Kuv Zainam et Beis, Makriv en Afor Pisha Ein Bayis, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonas. All you need is the Mizbeach, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yankov Emden proves that even La'acha Chor Mabayis, they still were Makrav Karbonas. Rabbi Yankov Emden wasn't aware that the Ram, Chidush Aran, in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph, on the spot, asked this very same question. And obviously, it is a pshitas to the Ran, that Yachar Chor Mabayis, the word not Makrav Karbonas. So the Ran said, they hoped and prayed that the Beis Mikdash should be immediately restored, and that is why they wanted to be ready and prepared. If the Beis Mikdash is restored, we should have the Karbonas, and that's why they added a month. That is what the Ran writes. And Rabbi Yankov Emden also suggests this interpretation, but he leans more towards proving from this sugya that they were makrav karbonis a short time, even la'acha chorban Beis HaMikdash. So I share the sentiment and the feeling that in the times of the chorban, they very much hoped and prayed that the bias will be immediately restored. And I think then, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meets Aspasianus Caesar, and Aspasianus tells him, make a wish, ask me for something, and it will be granted. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks for three things. Ten li yavna v'chachomeo, v'shoshilta d'rabban Gamliel, and the third thing, asa sid d'rabbi Tzodik. And I feel yavna v'chachomeo, because that is the only guarantee that we will prevail in this long gadolus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sees in his vision that the mainstays and the most central institutions of Klal Yisrael, which are the Nasius and the Kahuna, will no longer be of great importance and relevance. If there is no Beis HaMikdash, then the Kahuna wouldn't be that important. There would be no Kohen Gadol, and the Nasius would also not be relevant if we have no sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. So the only institution that will keep us going and give us sustenance and let us prevail in Golas is Yavna v'Chachomeo. That is the bottom midrash of Shabbi Yisrael, the great teachers of Torah and transmitters of Torah. On the other hand, he very much hopes that the Beis HaMikdash will be restored immediately in the very near future, and that is why he asked for Shoshilta d'Rabban Gamliel. Beis HaNosi should not be killed, should not be destroyed. So the Chiddush Aran says, it was right after the Chorban, and they hoped that the Bais will be restored. Maybe they hoped that Ben Koziva would be victorious, and he will ultimately overpower the Romans. Maybe they hoped that the Romans, after achieving total victory and squashing their rebellion, maybe they will be forthcoming to the Jewish people and let them rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe they hoped for the Geula Shleima, because whenever Klal Yisrael was in severe tragedy, and the same, you know, 75 years ago, after this devastation, which was unprecedented, the devastation of the Shoah, some great Gedolim believed that this is such a terrible devastation that Mashiach must be here. Well, 75 years have passed, and we still were not zoche to be a Mashiach. So the Ran and Rabbi Yaakov Emden both suggest maybe this Gemara doesn't prove that they actually brought the Korban Pesach, but Rabbi Gamliel wanted to be ready if Mashiach will come, and if or the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt in any other way, we should have the possibility to build Korban Pesach. But there's another Gemara which clearly proves, clearly, almost clearly, that in the days of Rabbi Gamliel they actually brought Korban Pesach, and that other Gemara is clearly not Rabbi Gamliel HaZoken, but Rabbi Gamliel Diavne. And that is, I think even the first Gemara is not Rabbi Gamliel HaZoken, but Rabbi Gamliel Diavne. Why do I say so? Because the Gemara brings this story in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph to prove that Rabbi Gamliel was an onov and a humble person. From the formula of his letter, he writes, "We want to notify you that I and my friends decided." So even though he was the Gadol Hador, but he still mentions, it's not only me, it's my contemporaries. So it was an honor. And the Gemara says, well, maybe that is Bosor de Avruhu. So you remember the story in Brochus, that fascinating story about Rabbi Gamliel who embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Rosa ben Azariah, and all the others got together and says, we cannot let this go without a comment, without a machoa. And they decided to be Mavi Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasius, and they appointed Rabbi Rosa ben Azariah in his place. And then Rabbi Gamliel apologized to Rabbi Yeshua, and they decided to reinstate Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Rosa ben Azariah had one Shabbos every month, and Rabbi Gamliel and Darshan, the other three Shabbosim. And that's the story told in Masechet Brochas. So the Gemara says, maybe this letter was written Bosor da Avruhu. Rabbi Gamliel was humbled. And then he changed his ways after this unpleasant experience with the other Chachomim deciding to take the Nasius away from him, or to, I wouldn't say fire him. You don't fire Rabbi Gamliel. I just don't find another word.
Remove.
Yeah, sounds better. What?
Depose.
So the Gemara says, Boset Avruhu. That story was in the days of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So that's not Rabbi Gamliel. Azukim was the son of Hillel. That's the later Rabbi Gamliel. And this other story is in a Mishnah in Psochim Ayin Dalet. And the Mishnah says, Masa Rabbi Gamliel, she'omer tovi avdoi, tzleili es ha-pesach al gabe ha-askala. So he says, please broil my Pesach on the askala. So that is not only being prepared if the bias will be restored. He actually tells Tovi Avdoi. And Rabbi Gamliel, that had an Evan named Tavi, that is Rabbi Gamliel Diavne, not the first Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, these second Mishnah definitely, obviously, proves that they were Makrev Korban Pesach. And that is a big Chiddush. So, the Rashash was one of the great Gedolim, and his ago has covered the entirety of Shas, which is an amazing and very uncommon achievement. There's a Goas Rashash and the entirety of Shas. There are only two dapim in the entire Shas in which there is Arno Hagos HaRashash. I won't tell you which. Finish Shas with the Rashash and you'll find it. But in the entire Shas, there are only two dapim in which there is no Hagos Rashash. So the Rashash in Psochem Ayin Dalet says that a non-Jewish historians claim that Ben Koziba was also called Bar Kochba in the short period in which he overpowered the Romans in Yerushalayim, rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash after it was destroyed. And then Adrianus overpowered Bar Kokhba, and this short-lived Beis HaMikdash that Bar Kokhba built was once again destroyed. And he brings that from sources from non-Jewish historians, but he writes, in our sources, we don't find this story. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was destroyed, and it wasn't rebuilt up to our very day. So the Rashash writes, according to the non-Jewish historians, and he brings a Sefer Rosh HaTevis Mem Ayin. I have no idea what it is, whom he's quoting. If any of you could find out, I'll be very happy to know. So the Rashash quotes some non-Jewish sources. So according to those sources, he says, maybe the second Beis Mikdash, well, Rabbi Kiva was familiar with Bar Kokhba. So it would be no wonder that this story of Rabbi Gamliel, who was older than Rabbi Kiva, was still in the time of Bar Kokhba's Beis HaMikdash, which was rebuilt, and then it was once again destroyed. But the Rishash rightfully says, in our sources, we do not find any indication that there was a short-lived Beis HaMikdash which was rebuilt by Bar Kokhba. But the Rishash, on the other hand, suggests, well, in Psachim Nun Gimel we learn that many Tanuim had a meaning to eat the gdi mekulas, the broiled gdi, zechel korban Pesach. Maybe they called it the Pesach because it was a zechel Pesach, and maybe that is what the Mishnah is dealing with. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests this would prove that even la'achar korban habayis, for a certain period, they still were makrev korbanos. Another source would be Gimel Amud Beis and Masechet Pesachim, the famous story of a non-Jewish Gentile that boasted, I come every year to Yerushalayim, and it's so much fun. I eat the Korban Pesach. Nobody asks me who I am, and I sneak in with all the Jews, and it's many years he boasts and brags that I eat the Korban Pesach. And a Yehuda Ben Beseda hears this story, and he's very disturbed. Because kol b'neichal o'yecholvei, that's allowed. You cannot give the Korban Pesach to a Gentile to partake in Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseda asks him, did you ever eat the tail? That's the tastiest, that's the choice part of the Korban Pesach. And he says, no, I wonder. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseda says, next time you go to Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach, ask them to give you the tail. And that was a chokhmah of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseda, because it is oylel gabe mizbeach, you don't eat the tail of the Korban Pesach. So this goy, pretending to be a Jew like he does each and every year, comes to Yerushalayim, and he comes to the same chabura. You know, he has his chabura, like a chabura for Fias and Matzahs. And he tells his friends, this year I would like to have the tail. And they look at each other. What, doesn't he know that we don't eat the tail? So they asked him, who gave you this idea? And he said, I was in Yerushalayim, and I heard it from Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseda. He told me to ask you. And they got it. They said, okay. So they started to inquire about his whereabouts and his origins, and it became obvious that he's a non-Jew, and they killed him. And many Achronim deal with the question, why did they kill him? Is he Chayiv Misa? But that's the story. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira was in the days of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, of Rebbe, and that is the last generation of Tanoim. So how could it be that in his days they ate Korban Pesach? So the Seder HaDoideh says, if it's the same Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseda, then he lived more than 200 years, which is a gewaldige chiddush, because from the days of Korban HaBayis ad Rabbeinu HaKodesh, more than 200 years transpired. And if he lived in the last generation of Tanoim, how could he be Bizman Korban Pesach? So this would be an additional source. So the Maratz Chayis, similar to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Chuvis Maratz Chayis Simen Beis, also says this would once again prove that maybe they ate Korban Pesach even la'achar Korban Habayis. But I think it proves to the contrary, because Tosis asks, and many other Rishonim following in the footsteps of Tosis, how could it be that the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseda isn't Oyler Regel, and he stays home in a tzivin? So Tosis says maybe he was too ill and too feeble to travel to Yerushalayim, or he had no karka, mishein a karka potom al ares l'regel. If it's le'achar chorban habayis, there is no chiyuv la'aliyah l'regel. The kam tov olisa was only bizman beis hamikdash, rias pnei habayis. So if this story is le'achar chorban habayis, like the Maharal Tzachaya suggests, why does Tosfos ask this question? Why is Tosfos bothered? Why isn't Yehuda Memser oil regal? Le'achar chorban habayis, there is no chiyuv aliyah l'regel. So this proves no. Either there were two different Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiris, and it's not the same, or maybe he did live 200 years. So anyway, these are the sources we find in Gemara dealing with the question, were they makrav korbanos la'achar chorban habayis? And it is all based, the possibility to be makrav korbanos la'achar chorban habayis, shitas Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, zvochen kuf zayin, Shomati shemakriven afal pi she'ein bayis, and that is the psak of the Rambam. Beis abchira, perik aleph halochet tes zayin. The Rambam paskins makriven afal pi she'ein beis hamikdash. All you need is the mizbeach, and that is why the Rambam writes hanechnes lamokam hamikdash bezman hazeh chayev koros. And the Ravid writes kvar yudanu. Mesoid Hashem liyareyav, that is not correct. Liyachar chor mabayis, there is no kiddushas amigdosh. And therefore, we cannot be makrav korbonis. And he writes, Soid Hashem liyareyav, that is the opinion of the Ravid, which is very interesting. The Radbaz comments, maybe with a small touch of cynicism, the Radbaz says, well, if he had a revelation, that ain't a locha kerebishu, and Yachar Chorban Habayis, the original Kedushas Yerushalayim, I trust him. But if I would have that same revelation, I wouldn't dare to go up in Har Habayis, and I would think maybe Torah Loi B'Shamayim. That's what the Radbaz writes. I respect his revelations, but if I would have a similar revelation, writes the Radbaz on this spot, I wouldn't rely on my revelation. I would probably be cautious because Torah Loi B'Shamayim. So that's the comment of the Radbaz. But we do find similar quotes in the Ravid, which are very interesting. Perek Ches Me'ilkas Lulav, regarding the din of Arovah Sheniktam, we find the Psul of Nuktam by Lulav and by Hodos. We don't find it by Arovah. And the Ravid writes, Kvar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis midrusheinu. And he paskins this halacha, and just like in our halacha, in Beis Abchira, he writes, Soid Hashem liyareyav, kvar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis midrusheinu. And there's a machloikis between two great gedolim, Mahari ben Lev, Mahari Bal, Tshuvas Mahari Bal, Chelik Gimel Simakuf Yud. He takes the Ravid literally, he actually means Ruach HaKodesh, something like prophecy. Kapos Tmorim, Masechet Sukkah Lamed Beis, writes that the Ravid is only Beloshen Melitza. And he means to say that, you know, my opinion is, based on my understanding of the Halacha, Shalom Kedivrei HaRambam. So, we find in the Chaim different interpretations. What does he mean, Hofia, Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrusheinu? So, this is a machlokes Rambam in Ravid, whether there is Kedushas HaMikdash la'achar Chorban HaBayis, halochi k'Rabbi Yeshua o lo. And let me give some other historical details. Kaftor v'Ferach, Rav Ashturi HaParchi, goes back 700 years in the last period of Tkufas HaRishonim, and he was Megedolei Eretz Yisrael, and in Perek Vav, he tells the story of Rabbi Yechiel Meparis that organized an expedition to come to Yerushalayim to be Makrav Korban Pesach. And that was Yud Zayin Le'elef Hashvi'i, 760 years ago. He organized a group to come from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael to be Makrav Korban Pesach. And he writes, I heard it from Rabbi Yechiel Meparis, and I was so taken aback and so bewildered that I didn't ask him, so what do you plan to do about Tumah? And what do you plan to do about koyanim miuchosim? Do we have any koyanim that are koyanim miuchosim, koyanim beyond doubt? I didn't ask him. But we do find in Kafta Vefelech that one of the Rishonim, one of the later Bali Atoises, actually planned. We do not know whether it materialized. Probably not. If it would materialize and they would do it, it probably would have many sources. It would be, you know, a sensation. So probably the plan didn't work out, but we do find that in the days of the Kafta Vefelech, there were Rishonim that actually took upon themselves to be Makrev Korban Pesach, way, way after Korban Beis HaMikdash, 1,000 years after Korban Beis HaMikdash, in the days of the Rishonim. 200 years ago, Reb Tzvi Erish Kalisha, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he once again initiated negotiating with the Ottoman Empire, with the Turks that were, in power in Eretz Yisrael, and he started negotiating they should give the Jews permission to be makrav korban pesach behar habayis, and he printed a sefer named Drishas Tzion to encourage and to work on this idea and to get the support of Gedolei Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger's letter is printed in his sefer, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger rejects the idea and he is not supportive. So in this sefer Drishas Tzion we find many letters. And basically, the sefer is to encourage and to forward the idea of trying to get the haskama of the Ottoman regime and to be makrav korban pesach. One of the chachmei hazman of the same generation was the Chaim Natanzon, and he printed a counter sefer named Avodah Tama, in which he rejects all the arguments of Reb Tzvi Erish Kalisha. And many Gedolim, that generation and a generation later, participated in this controversy. Rav David Friedman from Karlin, who was one of the great Litvishi Gedolim. Karlin actually was in Lithuania, but they were Hasidic Karlin, so today Karlin is known for the Hasidic dynasty, which is Karlin, but it was a big center of Lithuanian Jews. And Rav David Karlino was one of the Gedol Ador, and he has a sefer She'ilas David. And in She'ilas David, he printed a big kuntres, Drishas Tzion v'Yerushalayim, also against Reb Tzvi Erish Kalisha's idea. Reb Hesh Pesach Frank wrote a sefer named Mikdash Melech, and many participated in this controversy. So let me just mention the central questions and problems with being makrav korbanos bizman hazeh. First of all, tumah. We are all b'cheskes tumas meis. Almost everyone today is a Tumei Meis because we all visited cemeteries, we all visited hospitals, and when you spend a lot of time in a hospital, and by the course of human events, sometimes people leave hospitals very happy, but people pass away at hospitals. So anybody that spends an extended time in a hospital is a Tumei Meis because we don't have Afer Chavos. We need Afer Poro to be Metayer Tmei Meis. What? So one problem is, what do we do with Tumah? So, Korban Tzibur is Korban B'Tumah. But there's a Machlokes Tumah, Hutah B'Tzibur, Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur. If Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, Pashtus HaGemara in several places, Psochem Ayin Zayin, we need Ritzui Tzitz. The Tzitz is Meratzah. So if Tumah D'Chuyah, and the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, not Hutro, Perik Dalet of Beis HaBchira. So without the tzitz. So only the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz. We don't have a Kohen Gadol, neither do we have a tzitz. And we don't know how to make the tzitz. And therefore, we have a problem. So that some sofer, many others argue, Ritzui tzitz is not ma'akev b'diyeved, it's just the lechatchila. So therefore, that obviously was the opinion of Rabbi Chiel Meperiz. We could be makrav korbanos bizman hazeh. Either relying on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but the Rambam Paskins Perik Beis of Bias Mikdash Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, and we need the Tzitz to be Meratzah. So many argue that Ritzui Tzitz is only a Lechatchila, but it's not Makav B'Yevet. And in Minchas Osher Psochim, I wrote a siman, a lengthy essay about Ritzui Tzitz, So that was one discussion regarding, and the Chasam Sofer says, yes, Tuma dechuya v'tzibur, and Ritzit Tzitz is not ma'akev. So that is not the problem. Problem number two is koyanim. And this brings us to a huge halachic controversy. Do we have koyanim gemurim b'zman hazeh? So the Yam Shel Shloima and the Marashdam, they were two of the greatest gedolim going back 500 years, and their opinion is every koyan b'zman hazeh is only a Suffolk koyan, because who knows throughout so many generations whether there were no, you know, improper marriages, a koyan and a grusha, or a koyan and a chalola, and so all koyanim are basically sfeikas, and it's twice in Yam Shel Shloima. Yam Shel Shloima Bava Kame Perikei Simen Lamedei, and in Chulin Perikes Simen Dalet. It is also the opinion of Rabbi Yankov Emden, both in his Tshuvas and in Kuf Chav Ches and Dinei Berchas Koyhanim in Moir Oktzio. On the other hand, the fact is that Koyanim, even in our age, 500 years after the Marashdam and the Marashal, Koyanim say a brochan Berchas Kanim every day. And we say a brochan Pidyon Aben Masam B'Kol Yom. If it's a Suffolk, Suffolk Brochas La'oka. So obviously it's not defined as a Suffolk, because we go Borsa Chazaka. But there's still room to argue Chazaka is valid. It's valid legabe brochas, but maybe it's not enough legabe avoidus beis hamikdash. And avoidus beis hamikdash, we need koyanim miyuchosi. And that is also a discussion in Sefer Drisha Tzion of Rabbi Hirsch Kalasher. Rabbi Kiva Egi says, to do avoidus beis hamikdash, you need koyanim miyuchosi. The Chasam Sofer Tshuvas Yoredei Simareish Lamed Vov says, why? What's the difference between other mitzvahs of Kohana or Avodas Beis HaMikdash? Cheskes Kohana is valid. Hilchos Pesach, Sof Simen Tov Nun Zayin, this is a discussion in the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham and all the others, that Amo says that even Bizman Hazeh we could give Truma to Haira to a Kohen Kotten that was not Nitma V'meis, and he is V'cheskes Tahara. Going back a few hundred years, there were more people that were not exposed to Tumas Koyanim than there are today, because babies were usually born at home, people died at home, there weren't huge hospitals in every city, and doctors cared for patients at home. So it wasn't a simple assumption that we're all Tumei Ames. And there are more Paskins that we could give Challah, Challah Bizman Hazeh, to a Koyan Kotten that is Torah, that was never exposed to Tumas Koyanim. And many Achroinim argue against it, among the Mishaburu being Zitin Sof Simen Tov Nun Zayin. So this is part of the greater discussion regarding Cheskas Kohuna. Another problem the Achroinim deal with, Bigde Kohuna. So the Gemara says in Zvachim Yud Zayin, Bizman she'ein bigdeyem aleyem, ein kuhunosam aleyem. A coin without bigde kohona has no kohona, and he cannot do the avoida and beis hamikdash. So what's the problem with bigde kohona? The problem is the avnet. And the avnet is not only required from a kohen gadol, but a kohen hedyot as well. And the avnet has tcheles. Do we know what tcheles is? Okay, this is a very well-known argument. So, the Radzina Rebbe, going back more than 100 years, discovered Cheles, and he was so convinced that it's the right thing. Today, everybody knows that the Radzina Cheles is not really the Cheles. He argued that Chalozen Cheles is... How is it called today? Was it squid or the mantra? I think there's another sea animal. And Rav Herzog wrote a big kuntres about cheles, and today, what many argue is that cheles, and in Minchaso Shechelik Beis, I mean, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, I have a whole bunch of chuvos about this, and my humble opinion is that we still don't know what the cheles is. And I think that cheles that is commonly used today doesn't fit the description of Chazal in many sources. So the Gedolim, going back 200 years ago, one of the problems they have is the Avnet has Tcheles. The Perish Kalasher was very adamant about restoring the Krovas HaPesach b'zman hazeh. And he argues, if Tcheles is Ma'akav, is not Ma'akav in Tzitzis, why would it be Ma'akav in the Avnet? Just like by Tzitzis, a Tcheles ain't a Ma'akav, it's a Saloven. Why shouldn't we say the same regarding Big Dekona? The Tcheles is only Lechatchila Avnet, but it's not Ma'akav. What does one have to do with the other? Could I have a Rambam Avoida? So there's an interesting glossion in the Rambam regarding the Tcheles. Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh. And Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh is where the Rambam defines the Kelim and also the Big Day Kehinah. So I'm reading the Rambam. In Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh. Kol mukam shenem bebetoyre, halochi yud gemel. Kol mukam shenem bebetoyre, shei shu badu apishte vo abutz. Betcheles hu amira, bekol mukam hu atzemer, hatzavua ke'etzem ha-shamayim, shu posoch min ha-kochal. Har gomen hu atzemer hatzavua b'tzeva adom. So the Rambam writes, what is the tzemer in Big Day Kehuna? That is tzemer, which is tzavua ke'etzem ha-shamayim. He doesn't write that Tcheles needs to come from the Chelozoin. So the Merkeves HaMishnah says, Tcheles of the Klei Mikdash, Tcheles of the Avnet is not the same Tcheles as Tzitzis. Tcheles of Tzitzis needs to come from a specific animal, from a specific sea creature, which is the Chelozoin. But the Tcheles of the Avnet is any Tzemer that's dyed blue, in a blue color. It doesn't need to be from the Chelozoin. So according to the Merkeves HaMishnah, we have no problem in making the Avnet. We can use any blue dye. And the Merkeves HaMishnah is in Hilchas Tzitzis, not in Hilchas Klei Mikdash. But the Mishnah Melech on the spot says clearly that Tcheles is Tcheles, and there is no Tcheles only from the Chelozoin, just by Tzitzis. And he wonders, why doesn't the Rambam say Befedesh that we need the Tcheles of the Chelozoin? Obviously, the Rambam realizes everybody knows what Tcheles is. In Hilchas Tzitzis, I already explained what Tcheles is. So this was another point of discussion. Rashi and Parshas Truma on the Avnet, Rashi clearly writes, Tcheles is bo min ha-chelozoin, like the Mishnah HaMelech, and not like the Merkeves HaMishnah. Last argument, and the most novel and fascinating of them all, is the Binyan Tzion, the Oroch Lener. And he also participated in this discussion regarding Karkovis Karbonis B'zman HaZeh. And the Oroch Lener comes up with a new argument, and he says, in the Teichochen Parshas B'chukoisai, the Posek says, V'ashimoisi es mikdoshechem v'lo ariach b'reach nechochachem. So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Vashimoyis yes midosh shechem," I will destroy the base of midosh. V'lo ariach bereach nechoichem. How could we make makrif karbonis? Are we trying to twist the Kodesh Baruch Hu's arms? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Lo ariach bereach nechoichem." So that is what the Binyan Siyan, the Orchana writes. Shalosh Tshuvos Binyan Siyan, Chelak Aleph Siman Aleph, the first siman in the sefer. So the Be'esh Kalasher, now is not willing to lay down his arms, and he argues, well, the Novi also says, Gam ki tarbu tfilo, eineni shomea, did we stop davening? Uvefarischem kapechem alem einai, yodechem domim melau, did we stop duchening? Ma demifkeda siboy elach lamevet, we do ours, and we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately accept our tefillahs. So the Novi also says, Gam ki tarbu tefillah eineni shomea. But we never stopped davening, not even one day. But I think the Binyan Siyan is right. Because the Mishnah says in Zvochim Mem Vav Amidbeis, L'shem shishu devorim hazevach nizbach, L'shem reyach u'l'shem nichoyach. So by karbonos, there is a din. You need to be makrav the korban l'shem nechoyach. How could we be makrav l'shem nechoyach if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo ariach b'reach nechochachem? It's different than tefillah. Because here we have a condition, we have a halachic stipulation. You need to be makrav the korban l'shem nechoyach. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo ariach b'reach nechochachem, how could you be makrav l'shem nechoyach? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not listening to your prayers, but we pray nevertheless. Hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen. And the same regarding Berachas Koyanim. Shabbatchem v'moyadechem sonu nafshi. So we don't have to keep Shabbos, we don't have to keep Yom Tov. And maybe there's a difference between Divrei Hanavi and Toras Moshe, the Techocha in Parshas Bechukosai. But anyway, this was a new argument. So besides the classical questions, Tuma Utro, Tuma Dechuyo, do we have Tcheles, don't we have Tcheles, do we need Koyanim Yuchosim, or is it enough Koyanim Muchzokim? This is a new argument. And two other Gedolim, later Gedolim, each Medate de Nafshei, on his own, came up with this same argument. We find it in Hamik Dovar, the Netziv, his Sefer al HaTorah, in Parshas Bechukosai, and the Chazanish, Menochis Semen Lamed. And both came up with the same argument. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Ariach Bereach Nechoichem. So I have a take on this argument. The Ramban, Parshas Bechukosai, the Ramban says, there are two Parshias in Toichecho. Toras Koyanim, Parshas Bechukosai, and in Parshas Kisavoi, in Chumash Devorim, in Mishneh Torah. And then Rabban explains that the Techocha of Parshas Bechukosai refers to Bayis Rishon. The Techocha in Parshas Kisavoi in Mishneh Torah refers to Bayis Sheni. So my question is this. So by Churban Bayis Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vashimoyis yes midashechem, ro ariach bereach nechoichechem. So how did they build the Bayis Sheni? And once again, they were makrav karbonis. Kodesh Baruch says, "V'lo ariach bereach nechoichem." So we must assume, but Bayis Sheni was al Pinavi. It was al Pinavi, and it was Ezra and Nehemiah that built the Bayis Sheni. And if it's al Pinavi, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgave, and he once again is willing to be meriach bereach nechoich. Chorm Bayis Sheni. We don't find a posting v'lo ariach bereach nechoichem. So if that was only b'chorm bayis rishon, and it was bottled b'binyan bayis sheni, so we don't find this curse again v'lo ariach bereach nechoichem. So I think the crux of the argument would be different. B'chorm bayis sheni, would we take it? Would it go without saying that once again, Im Hashimoisi es Migdoshechem, then Memele lo ariach bereach nechoichem? Or maybe no. This was only said regarding Churban Bayis Rishon. And by Binyan Bayis Sheni, obviously it was Al Pinavi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again does accept the reach of our carbonis. So by Chum Bay Sheni, in the second Toichicha, we don't find this pasuk. So maybe it is not relevant to Chum Bay Sheni. So I think this is the way the argument should be formulated, and that's a totally new question. So this is more or less a brief summary of this major controversy and discussion regarding Akovis Korbonis Bezman Hazeh. So many times I heard from my Rebbe, the Kloisim Rebbe, the name of the Divrei Chaim. So the Divrei Chaim was aware of this entire controversy and the Deus Lakan Velakan, and the Divrei Chaim said, and the Kloisim Rebbe, his grandson, great grandson, used to quote him many times, and he said, Mihob Marambam, we have the Rambam. And we could solve all the halachic problems regarding with the Korbanos Karbonis. We could make the Big Day Kahuna, but we didn't wait 2,000 years in Golas that Moshe Montefiore should build us a Beis HaMikdash. So obviously he was involved in the negotiations with the Turks. So the Divrei Chaim said, no, this is not what we were waiting for 2,000 years. We want no less than a bayis shel eish sheboni v'mishuchal yered min hashumayim with the geula shleima. And the Chasam Sofer has an interesting comment in his famous Shuvi Yoredeis in Mareish Lamed Vav. So the pasuk says in Parshas Truma, Kachol asher ani mara oischo, tavnas amishkon, betavnas kein, kol kelev kein tasi, and Rashi writes kein tasa ledoiris. So the Chasam Sofer adds a chiddush. Kechol asher ani mara oischo. Just like b'mishkon shebemidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will do what I show you to do. V'chein ta'ase ledoiris. Ledoiris oilam. You would never build the Beis HaMikdash only al pi novi. And that is included in kechol asher ani mara oischo. And David HaMelech says, Hakol miyad Hashem ulai hiskil. So David HaMelech once again had revelation, and the Nevi'im had revelation. So the Chasam Sofer argues, Chein ta'asa ledoiris is not only the midas and the structure and the tzura of the Klei Mikdash, it is also kechol asher ani mara oischo. And whenever we need to build a Beis HaMikdash, it would only be al pi novi. So that is the approach of the Chasam Sofer. So most of the Gedolim participating in this discussion, in this argument and controversy, rejected the idea of Reb Tzvi Ashkalasher of initiating Kakoves HaKarbonos Bizman Hazeh. So it is not only about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but primarily about what is required to enable us to bring Korbonos. So, do we have a Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh? Obviously not, but many times I quote the Gemara in Megillat Chavtes, when the Gemara says, the Gemara interprets and explains a posik in the Novi, Yecheskel, Ve'ehe lohem le'migdash ma'at b'kol amokim asher yevoyu shamo, and I will be to them a lesser Beis HaMikdash, a Mikdash Mat, wherever they will go. And the Gemara says, what does that mean, wherever they will go? B'chol mokrem asher yevoyu shomo, ele bot knesias, u botem et roshos shebebobar. And many times you heard from me, why are bot knesias and botem et roshos defined as Mikdashay Ma'at? In what way? So the entire Avodah Beis HaMikdash centers around three basic kelim, which are the Menorah, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan. And many times I explain, Shloshet Eile Keneged Ma, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim. So the Menorah obviously indicating Torah and the Mizbeach associated with Avodah, because Tfilos Keneged Korbonos Tiknum, and the Shulchan obviously associated with Gemilas Chasodim, Manachnos Asorchem, as we find Brochas Nun Hei Omed Aleph Anachigigachov Zayin Omed Aleph. So, Bote Knesias and Bote Medroshois are Mikdashay Ma'at. Bote Knesias designated and dedicated for Avodas HaTfilah, Bote Midrashas for Omer HaTorah, and Bote Chesed as well, as we find in Kedushas Levi. But in Beis HaMikdash were also Leviim, and not only Koyanim. So, what is the essence, the eternal essence of Avodas HaLeviim? So I explained, Avodas Koyanim is Torah Avodah Gemilas Chesodim, Menorah is Bechon Shulchan. But Beis HaMikdash also requires Leviim. So what is Avodas HaLeviim? So Avodas HaLeviim were the Shoyarim and the Meshoyarim. That was Avodas HaLeviim. In Libi Oimeli, every Jewish home needs not only Avodas HaKoyanim, which is Torah Avodah Gemilas Chesodim, but also Avodas HaLeviim. So the Leviim had basically two jobs, two functions. They were in charge of the Sheorim, as we find in the beginning of Tomid and Midos. Bechof Aleph Makoyim Es HaLeviim Mishamren, Gimel Makoyim Es HaKoyanim Mishamren. Lefi Pshutom Shel Devorim and Parshas Koyrach, Shmiras HaLeviim is that a Zar or a Tomei shouldn't come into the Beis HaMikdash. They were in charge of the Psochim, the entrances. Every Jewish home needs Shoyarim. Who comes in and who we prefer stay outside? What comes in and what should stay outside? And yes, we need to safeguard our homes. We need to beat moats and walls around our personal and private domain. But many times when I speak to parents or to mechanchim, I say, nobody ever built walls. Walls were never successful in preventing people to get out if they very much wanted to get out. You could scale over walls, you could tunnel under walls, and if we want to safeguard our homes, we need not only shoyarim, we also need meshoyarim. And it is only if the kids at home will be happy and fulfilled, they will not go, then we could truly pray and hope that they will not go astray. So Avodas HaLeviim centers in two functions. Shoyarim, they stood at the entrances of the Beis HaMikdash, seeing who should be let in and who should stay outside. But Shiras HaLeviim reflected the simcha of Avodas Hashem, the Shira and the Zimra. And those two are also relevant in every personal Mikdash Ma'at and every personal Beis HaMikdash. So any home that is dedicated to Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chesodim is a Mikdash Ma'at. But on the Beis HaMikdash we had not only Koyanim, we had Leviim. And parallel to Avodas HaKoyanim, there also was Avodas HaLeviim, and those were the Shoyarim and the Meshoyarim. So I think it is of extreme importance that the home of a Ben Torah should be the happiest home in the world. And it should be, because if you are truly fulfilled and happy with your Avodas Hashem, then that happiness must reflect on your children and all your family members. And when we are Messiah Chumash Shemois and we start Chumash Vayikra, which is Torah Asak Koyanim, and we learn the halachas of the Karbonos, we once again pray, Urachamon, Hu Yachzaloni Avoides Beis HaMikdash, Shiabona Beis HaMikdash, Bemeheru Vyameinu Besechalkeinu Veserosecha Vesham Navotcho Beiro Kiyame Yoilom, Veshonen Kadmoini Yois, Bemeheru Vyameinu Amen.
My first father in Europe.